This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And I am so excited because where are we when it comes to the law? Where are we when it comes to cannabis and the law? Well, joining us today is a woman who really and truly wants to educate us, because there's so much misinformation. There are so many myths out there. She's written about it. She talks all about it in her book and in talks all over the place. Her book, by the way, is called War on Us: How the War on Drugs and Myths About Addiction Have Created a War on All of Us. And Colleen Cowles, welcome to the program. It's a real honor and pleasure.
It's great to be here, Frankie. Thanks for covering all these important topics.
So, you know, we've talked about the inequalities between the Black, Brown, Latinos in our country a long time, about the people in jail because they had an ounce or less of cannabis from 10, 15, 20 years ago, and even more recently, that are in jail, that couldn't make that could not make bail. They get lost in the system. And my question to you is, fill us in on the history of where we are with cannabis and the law.
Well, it's been an exciting year. We're seeing enormous change happening. We've got a long way to go, which has been, you know, I think is apparent to everyone. But in the 2020 election, 9 out of 9 measures to decriminalize or legalize drugs passed with clear margins. It's not even a question anymore. We've got recreational use in 15 states and D.C. and more is counting. I mean, it's the train has left the station. We're seeing some logic in cannabis legislation, but I think probably more important than that, public opinion is pushing now, and we've had enough history with legalized cannabis that the world didn't fall apart in those states. In fact, we've had some really good developments and I think some areas that have kind of surprised people with positive developments with legalization. And then you throw in COVID and the economic challenges that states are having, and they're looking at the states that have legalized and the tax dollars and the cost savings and not locking people up and ruining lives. And it becomes pretty compelling. So we're in a good
place,
but we got a long way to go.
Tell me why you wrote your book, War on Us.
Well, it was personal for me. I'm an attorney, and so I've been watching drug policy for a long time. But I really, as an attorney, I thought I understood these topics, and then it hit our family personally. I had two sons that did have addiction issues, but I literally saw the criminal justice system exacerbate those issues, and I started talking to other families that didn't have the background that I did, and just seeing families and individuals destroyed, and in ways that made absolutely no sense for public safety, it was escalating drug use. And so it became very personal for me. And so I started doing some digging, because I wanted answers as a parent. Like every other parent, I was concerned about drug use in our family. As an attorney, I was concerned for clients. But the more I started digging, the crazier it became to me that our drug policy made absolutely no sense. And as happens a lot of times with government policies, when it didn't work, they wanted to do more of it. And so I looked at the overall war on drugs and cannabis in particular, because I think that's the way that we can introduce new ideas to people and show that that there really are better ways of doing things. And once that door is open, I really see major changes overall in drug policy across the board.
I hope
but
so.
Some of the optimism. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hope that you're right, Colleen, because from where I'm sitting and for the past few years that I've been doing this radio show, and I always like to say, this show is not about let's pass the bong and let's get high. It really isn't. This show is about understanding the choices that we have and how cannabis might just well be the Robin Hood. You know, it just might be the savior in all of this crazy world that we're living in, giving people jobs and getting people off opioids and retraining people into fields and new professions and giving minorities and giving black, brown, and Latinos an opportunity to own their own business. There's so much bright, there is such a bright future in this industry, and yet people are afraid. And it's the lack of education, the lack of knowledge. And so the more that we can talk about this, the more power that we have.
You're so right, and so much of what disturbed me when I started looking at it, and I'm with you as far as, I mean, if we could truly have a world with no one getting high and no one having the problems that we see with addiction and that kind of thing, that would be wonderful. But drug prohibition has escalated that. It hasn't solved it. And there are a lot of very legitimate uses for drugs. And you know, we all know the benefits that cannabis can have on so many things. But when I looked at the history, it was really disturbing. I mean, so many of the, and just one example, with Arizona, they now have recreational use, but in 2016, when that was on the ballot, the largest financier of the opposition to legalization was a pharmaceutical company. And when that was defeated in 2016,
that's right,
the pharmaceutical company then began selling pharmaceutical-based THC. So
imagine
there's
that.
So much, you know, whether it's the number of businesses that have now gotten involved in the incarceration business. I talk to parents who are concerned about their kids, and because of that, they're pro-prohibition. And when I educate them as far as the history of prohibition and the results of prohibition, it really opens minds. Because so I think you're right. The fear is what keeps us from moving forward. And so often what people are afraid of is exactly what prohibition has brought to us.
Oh, absolutely, Colleen. So I have a question for you. A lot of people are wondering, is it still legal because of the Farm Bill? Is it still legal to carry CBD across state lines? I'm pretty sure it is, but I just wanted from your legal eagle perspective.
It's just my
CBD.
Understanding. Well, I don't want to make any broad statement because the state laws are so different.
That's true.
And on the federal level,
that.
I mean,
yes.
That's what's so confusing
yes.
to people because, and I'm not trying to hedge my answer here, but it really is, it's difficult to know. And because prosecutors are so confused about things, it can be an issue. I mean, I see things handled differently, not only from state to state, but from county to county as far as how things are prosecuted. And one of my challenges with the, with our drug policy in general, is it's not only seeing situations like George Floyd and the challenges that's also created for very well-meaning police officers, but it's not only seeing lives destroyed by long-term prison and that kind of thing. It's the person getting picked up on a basic charge, and it may be something like CBD across state lines where there's a charge and you have to defend against it, or minor possession. But these things go on forever. And people lose jobs because they're required to show up in never-ending hearings, or the probation system where if they take an assessment and they look like they could be high risk because they answer a question wrong, they may end up having to show up at the probation office every morning to take a urine test.
Absolutely.
Some of these people
it's
don't
crazy.
Have transportation
it's
in the
crazy.
Next probation violation. So it's just this cascade effect that happens, and we're in such
and
a transition
absolutely.
With the law right
absolutely.
Now that
absolutely.
Know what the answers are.
And we will continue with Colleen and more about all of this conversation in just a moment on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And Colleen, the best website is waronus.com?
That's correct.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and joining me today is a lawyer, author, mother, advocate, with many concerns, and we're so thrilled to have Colleen Cowles with us. And Colleen, your book is War on Us, and I just want to say that we are an addictive society, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I think that whether it be food, gambling, alcohol, cigarettes, video games, compulsive buying, we have a proclivity. Some have that ability to become addicted, and the drug is just the catalyst. It's just the first thing. With that being said, I truly believe that cannabis is a very personal choice, and if you are using any substance for more than just recreational or occasional, it's a problem. And so I know of potheads that are real addicts, and they're potheads. Mm-hmm. They just smoke pot. So I want to, you know, I do this show, but I want to be really clear that there are people that are going to be addicted. No matter what you put in front of them, they will find some way to have that addiction. And so that being said, this is still, I do not believe in my heart of hearts that it is a gateway drug. I just don't buy it. I don't believe it. I think it was propaganda that was given to us.
Well, if it's a gateway drug for anything, it's a gateway drug for our children to be introduced to street dealers and to make it very easy to escalate to harder drug use. You know, and so much of what we do as far as policy with cannabis pushes people into harder drugs. I mean, even drug testing. Cannabis, unfortunately, will stay in your blood sometimes up to a month or more. So when you start drug testing children and telling them, or anyone for that matter, and telling them that they're either going to be arrested or lose their jobs or not be able to participate in high school sports or whatever it is, if they fail a drug test, what ends up happening, and there are surveys that prove this, people go to harder drugs that will only stay in the system for a day or two. So we're doing so many things that escalate drug use. And when we talk about addiction, I think one of the challenges that we see, and the statistics on addiction surprised me. There is most surveys say about 9% on cannabis will end up with an issue. Even heroin is 23%. Methamphetamine is 17%. So we have to understand that even with the harder drugs, most people who use them are not going to end up with an addiction issue unless they end up arrested and opportunities are wiped out for them. They have trauma. They have isolation. Those are all recipes for escalations in addiction.
Yes.
So much of what we end up doing is taking a small problem and making it into a much larger problem.
Yes.
Right now with parents looking at their kids, your child is three times more likely to be arrested before age 23 than just one generation ago. And there's all kinds of surveys that show that if you're arrested before age 23, the chances of future arrests, the chances of lower income for your life, the chances of a successful marriage are all reduced just because
we've become
drug lawyers
yes.
out of supposedly an effort to wipe out addiction. So it's very frustrating when you look at the statistics and the studies, because none of what we're doing is supported by science or medicine.
And what's so interesting about all of this is that there are people that are in jail that should not be in jail. And wouldn't it be the funniest paradox of all if cannabis, and I know CBD is, CBD has a wonderful track record of helping people with addictions. Just
exactly.
CBD alone. Just CBD, not the THC in the cannabis, but just the CBD. And wouldn't it be interesting if that were the answer for the opioid problem? And we have to open the minds of more people, more doctors, more educators, and just get the word out that what we're talking about has more good than it does bad.
Yeah. Well,
and we have to get these
legalized
people,
cannabis.
Yes.
It very clearly has reduced the use of opioids. It's been used to minimize withdrawal symptoms. It's been used to for pain management in lieu of opioids. It's also been proven in those states that use of cannabis in ages 12 to 17 has actually gone down, which kind of makes sense if you think about it, because if you're going to the street dealer, they don't check ID. Once it's legalized, there are fewer street dealers. And
that's
when
right.
you go to a legal dispensary, they check ID. So kids are reporting that it's much harder to get cannabis once it's legalized.
What do we do about the men and women of all colors that are in jail from past offenses? And how do we clean out our penal system and give people another chance at this thing called life?
Yeah. Well, we definitely need to do something on the federal level. It's great that the states have taken the initiative, and that's pushing the federal level. And I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, historically, President Biden does not have – he has been a drug warrior. He was one of the main authors of the war on drugs. And Kamala Harris was a very harsh prosecutor. Having
yes.
said that, public opinion has really, really changed, and they are talking about proposals that would be very positive. I mean, public opinion, it's really interesting. Back in 1969, there were only 12% of the public that approved of cannabis legalization. Right now, there are fewer than 8% across the board, regardless of political party or tendencies, less than 8% oppose legalization of some point, of some type. 68% approve of legalization for recreational use. So our public opinion has really changed. Because of that, we've got two bills that I believe will be introduced, and there's a good chance of passage. Again, cautiously optimistic. One is the Safe Banking Act that would allow banks and financial institutions to actually legally do business.
Finally, yes.
And right now it really is ludicrous. I mean, the federal government spends $1.7 million a year paying someone to carry cash because the
craziest thing.
Taxes in cash.
You have to come back. You have to come back again and talk more about this, because this banking issue is so big and we hardly ever talk about it. Colleen Cowles, thank you so much for being with us today. So appreciate it right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Pick up her book, War on Us, and check out her website as well, waronus.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Reggie.
And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
I carry these torches for ya, and you know I never drop. Yeah, everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday. Yeah, yeah. Everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol. the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oregano.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Spent 24 hours, I need more.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining us now is Claire Kaufman. She is nationally known as a CBD and cannabis business and marketing strategist. And her take on the future trends of the cannabis industry and questions that many, many entrepreneurs and marketeers are wondering, what is going to happen internationally, locally? And so, Claire, welcome to the program. It is really very nice to have you with us. And you work as the Director of Client Services at the Brightfield Group. Which is
that's
an industry
right.
leading.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm the Director of Client Services at Brightfield. I've worked in adult use for about 9 years total, so I'm one of those OG type kind of people. And prior to that, I actually was an assistant brand manager at Kettle Foods, the chip company. So somehow I've been hanging out in chips and weed my whole career. So there you go.
not a bad combination for a lot of people listening.
Hey,
I want to go
it
back.
Really, it could be worse, right?
It could be a lot worse.
So I've been in adult use 9 years, and I actually got in as an activist for a long time, and I started off working for Steve D'Angelo, who ran Harborside and did some sales analysis for him, and then ran a drug policy nonprofit for a while and did these really rad cannabis Passover Seders all over the country, and then I had a company called Beat.
We have to have you back and talk about those Seders at some point. I want to talk right now.
They're really cool.
I'm sure.
It is, honestly.
I am sure. How fun is that? Oh, yeah. Let's go into, though. Let's talk about where we are. Early 2021, more legislation passed, as we all know, and Arizona already has, cannabis shop up and running. And are we seeing... Right now, marketing and advertising, there's so much because it's not legal in every state, and because there's so much regulations, it's really hard for cannabis companies to get their message out today, and it's very confusing
100%.
For CBD, and it's very confusing for CBD companies to get their messages out because there's so many products and so much to choose from. And we love your spin on where are we going and where are we today?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so first of all, last year, 2020, in terms of recreational cannabis sales was, explosive in terms of growth. It does seem to be a result of the pandemic. It does seem to be that, whether it's because people weren't traveling as often, or I don't know exactly what about the pandemic, other than the high level stress of it all, triggered it, but there's exponential growth in cannabis consumption over the last 12
months. Do you think it could have been the stress? You think it could have been the stress?
I don't know. It's crazy. The fact that we're all even here is a miracle, I swear. But in the CBD industry, to be clear, we're well aware that CBD technically and cannabis are sort of from the similar cultivar, but I'm just differentiating here with syntax because one is sold through mainstream channels, hemp-derived CBD, and one is sold through dispensary channels, right? So that's what I mean when I differentiate here. I know that technically they're the same. So, hemp-derived CBD actually last year had a rough go. We did see from the consumer level, the people that came into the market actually upped their consumption, not a surprise. But maybe also not a surprise, we actually didn't see that many new customers come in last year. So they're starting to come back in the mainstream CBD industry. But I think it was, economic impacts and all of that really did put a real damage in the mainstream CBD industry. And actually, the brands, the more established brands, the ones that were really relying on brick and mortar, right, you can imagine, the more they relied on those channels, the more they fell, during COVID. Whereas, you know, I don't know the person personally in San Francisco that made dispensaries, essential and helped that happen. And then, you know, that ripple legislative effect happened all over the country. But I do think that that moment will come down as one of the most important moments in the cannabis industry since its founding, right? Being seen as an essential service, not only does justice for what it does for patients, but the fact that those establishments were able to be opened instead of shuttered during this time is, I think, you know, game-changing for the cannabis industry overall.
And I just want to say,
for their success.
I just want to say that the state of Massachusetts did not feel that the cannabis dispensaries were essential. They did not feel that way. The governor, our governor Baker, did not think it was essential to keep
them open. No, I do remember that was the one exception.
the one exception.
That's funny. In many other states, it was the key to helping, you know, keep these cannabis companies alive and, quite frankly, keep a lot of these people's jobs, right? So there was a ton of growth in cannabis last year. And
okay, so I have a question for you. How long, how many years from now that we get ready for Super Bowl Sunday when we will actually see a cannabis ad on television for Super Bowl Sunday? How many years do you think it will be? I'm just curious, as a marketeer.
I'm looking in my weed crystal ball right now because that's what I do on Thursdays. So here what I do. Here I'm doing it. So I think that we're probably for a Super Bowl weed ad, likely, you know, 6 or 7 years out from that.
Probably.
Realistically,
yes.
You know, there was a CBD ad last year, but I think I got pulled at the last minute. So,
I think
all of the things that have to happen. Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, we were chit-chatting about this before I came on the air, and, you know, being as someone who works in this industry, both as like a marketing nerd, and as an activist, to me, I see so much emphasis on, you know, getting legalization through on the federal level. And trust me, like, as an activist, I'm totally there. But realistically, I think as an industry, if we could collectively really focus on getting banking done, it would bring a ton of, you know, levity to a lot of the businesses all over the country who are trying to just make it. And honestly, if we do banking, then the conversation about legalization, in a way, you know, becomes irrelevant because it'll just be obvious. Like, you know, you sort of put all the table stakes in place. So it's like, oh, the money's already going. The businesses are growing. The jobs are growing. Can't stop it now. You know, it's sort of like maybe focusing on allowing it to flourish instead of having to have, you know, the stamp make get some traction. I mean, that's my two cents. But I'm curious on
I think you're spot on. I think that the banking, and we were just talking to a lawyer, and I think that we will continue that conversation because people may not realize that the banking industry has been void in the cannabis industry. So what's been happening
is that it's
a cash-only business, and it's almost as though, even though we don't want to launder our money, it's just so bizarre that you can only use cash.
Oh, I mean, Frankie, let me tell you. So I have been I'm the head of client services right now at Brightfield. I work in market data, and I'm grateful, right? I get to work with CBD and cannabis brands all over the world. I've also been the head of marketing and sales at a couple of different cannabis flower brands, right? And when I did that, I had to be the person to drive cannabis around in my car, right? And cash. And I am a suburban mom. Can you imagine? Like, can you imagine? And I just remember thinking to myself, number one, they didn't have a bubble for this on the job career sheet that I received in middle school. Right? It was so funny. Like, oh, I can't imagine myself here. And two, I mean, this is so dangerous. This is so dangerous to have people like myself and, you know, tens of thousands of other people who are working in a cash-only business. It's just, it's a public health nightmare, quite frankly. So, I mean, to me, the banking issue is not only imperative to the businesses, but to the public safety of the you know, thousands of people that are working in this industry now.
Claire, this has been so fun having you, and it's too short. You have to come back. Give us the best website, please.
I would love that.
Give us the best website.
Sure. So you're going to go to brightfieldgroup.com to learn about all of our juicy cannabis CBD insights. And if you ever want to geek out on data again with me next, I'd love to come back.
Oh, you will definitely be back. You're fun. And we need to have a little levity about this whole thing. So thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to take a quick break.
Welcome.
We'll be back. Oh, yeah, we'll be right back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Yeah. I need a girl like nothing left on the left to you.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tell you what a program today. Thanks for being with us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining us now, I just have to say that we get to meet some really great people from doing this show. And Marcus is our next guest from a company that makes the most extraordinary homescape products for pets. And the pet industry, we're starting to see explode, and we're starting to see it explode because more people are home and they're starting to see things about their dogs and behavior that they never noticed. And not just dogs, but children as well. And Marcus, welcome to the program. Welcome back. It's been a while.
It has. It's so good to hear your voice.
So, Marcus, your products are made with such love. You and your lovely wife are dog people. Is that fair to say? You and Nana are dog people, and you have made the most amazing products for all of us to give to our lovely loving animals. And this is, you know, these are times when dogs are feeling the anxiety that the adults have.
Yep. True.
You know, I will just tell you quickly, Leo's mom was in a really bad place a few weeks ago, and tremendous deadlines and pressure, and she ran in and dropped him off, and she was absolutely, she's normally not like this, but she was so out of, I mean, she was just not herself. And she left, and the minute she left the house, Leo threw up. I mean, he sensed her anxiety and just threw up. So that's how sensitive dogs, we don't realize how sensitive they are, but they really are.
That's true. It's true. And I think that a lot of pets are starting to, they get used to routines. They're very attuned to routines on top of the emotional attachment they have. So a lot of people are now home for various reasons, whether they've managed to keep their jobs, they're working from home, and the dog's routine is disrupted. It doesn't seem like that big a deal to people, I don't think, all the time with respect to how it affects their dogs and cats, but it directly affects them. And so we see a lot of dogs that didn't have attachment issues are now developing them. But then on the other hand, there's a lot of people that are looking to be a little bit more active with their time at home because they hear that it's good for their health to go walk in and get some exercise, and they're trying to take their pets, and they realize they're not quite as mobile as they thought they were. So they're looking for a little bit of a health benefit for their walking partner.
So tell us about the products that you make and how they work in everyday life. And you sprinkle them on food. You can do drops. There's so many great products. Tell us about the line.
Sure. We did introduce some new things, but our existing line is primarily focused on herbals. You know, we've got hemp seed oil as the carrier for a few of our herbal tinctures, which is good for inflammation. We've got one that's good for, like, anxiety and stress, or just sleeping. You know, some pets just have some difficulty going to sleep when they're getting in their senior years, so we've got tincture for that. But some of the ones that we're most proud of is our mobility supplements. We have the ones that are made with CBD and also the green lip muscle that you and I have talked about.
I love that green lip muscle. Yeah,
it works fantastic.
It's a great product.
And we've moved into some chew treats as well.
Oh, wonderful. Tell us about those chew treats, because chew treats are really good. They really love, animals love to chew their treats. They love their treats.
Yes. Yeah, it's funny, we run across a term called, it's called chew drunk. They'll chew on something until they get exhausted, and they'll take a little nap.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's absolutely true. It's so funny. That's so funny. But Leo would go through hoops for a cookie. I mean, give him a treat and he's there, you know. He'll do anything for a treat. I'm not kidding. He's so obsessed with treats. Obsessed. He won't leave my house unless he gets a treat. We have to throw the treat out in the hallway and he'll run and get it. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's how bad it is. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, the chew treats that we have, they're all natural and they're slow dried, so they can be reconstituted if your dog has a little bit of difficulty with their dental work or whatever. But we've got beef trachea and we've got some duck feet and some lamb trachea. I know it sounds gross, but trust me, your pets will love them.
Oh, yeah, I bet they do. Are these CBD free as well, or do they have CBD in them?
They're free of that. There is no additives of any kind, no preservatives, no additives of any kind. We like to keep things natural. That's kind of our trademark thing. But they're naturally dried at a lower temperature for an extended period of time, so they are really clean and very healthy. And keeps your pets busy. Like, if you've got a dog that's got a little anxiety, it's a good way to keep them busy for a little while and help them get to take that afternoon nap that you might need to break into your work.
Right. Marcus, the CBD products, tell us about those that you have created at Homescape Pets.
Yes, we've got a tincture, which is an excellent baseline product. It's called Companion's Best Day, and it's your standard full-spectrum CBD, and it's in a refined hemp seed oil. The hemp is grown in Colorado organically. And then we have a mobility product that's called Muscle Mobility Complete that has CBDA in a powder form, and it is a rarity. You won't find this in pretty much any product out there. It's got the green lip muscle, it's got turmeric, and it's got CBDA, which is the precursor to CBD. It's a raw extracted product from Colorado, and it is organically grown, certified.
Wow. How fabulous is that? And how do you know how much to give a dog? Oh, we're out of time. Hey, Marcus, give out the website. Give out the website so people can find out more about you guys and to order products and all that good stuff.
Find us and all the details at homescapepets.com, and you can see some fantastic reviews.
Wonderful. It's a great product, and Leo loves all of your products, so thank you so much. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.